Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture. One last blast here on a Friday morning. The crop production reports we get August and September. Numbers have been challenged, and that provides a healthy discussion for everyone. One of the lesser known numbers that came out, sugar beets and cane.
Not just corn, soybeans, and cotton. Anthony Prilliman of the National Agricultural Statistics Service says for U.S. sugar crops, sugar beets and sugar cane.
Sugar beets production is forecast to be up 0.8% compared with last month and up slightly in 2024. Looking at sugar cane, production is up 1.3% from August and down slightly from last year.
Production forecasts from USDA have been released this month for several crops, not just corn, soybeans, and cotton. Anthony Prilliman of the National Agricultural Statistics Service says take, for instance, sorghum.
Production is forecast to be up 2.7% compared to the previous forecast and up 17% from last season.
As for notable southern crops,
peanut production at nearly 7.4 billion bushels is up 2.1% from August and up 14.7% from last year. If realized, this would represent a record high production for the U.S. Rice production is forecast to be up slightly from the August forecast, but 6% below what was produced last season.
Increased production forecasts were also revealed for this year's crops of various legumes.
Chickpea production is forecast to be 31.9% higher than last year. Looking at dry edible peas, production is forecast to be up 23.4% compared to last season. Lentil production up 22.5% from 2024.
One number that's continuing to increase is the very short-to-short topsoil moisture condition ratings. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey presents a long list of states with those numbers.
70% or higher topsoil moisture, very short to short, Illinois, Indiana, and also in Missouri, stretching into Ohio, 85% is the number coming in this week. We do see topsoil moisture numbers above 50%, very short to short, in 7 of our 11 western states. Washington state is 93%, very short to short. Oregon coming in this week at 81%. Across the Great Plains, we are above 50% in Montana. The actual number is 64%, very short to short, and also in Texas at 54%. The interior southeast got some pretty lofty numbers there as well coming in this week. Above 70% in Kentucky, the number there is 78%. Arkansas, 72%, very short to short. Falling just short of that 70% threshold is Tennessee at 69%. A lot of the northeast in that same belt of dry weather. We've got topsoil moisture, very short to short numbers at or above 70% in a number of states: Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, and West Virginia.
And on your farm, with a half to 3.5 inches of rain that's come down in the last few days, hard to talk about dry topsoil. You've been listening to Inside Agriculture. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you Monday right here.